Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented. More benefits for the vulnerable. Increased opportunities for home ownership. 2 IMF tests passed. More resources for the police. Government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry.
Opening doors to more employment opportunities for Jamaicans. Continued improvements to services provided to the nation's vulnerable. Those are some of the achievements of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security throughout 2013. The need to fulfill the priority of job creation was the driving force behind several of the ministry's undertakings. In early 2013, the first batch of farm workers were sent off to Canada under the ministry's Overseas Employment Programme. Included in the group of 172 individuals were 50 new recruits, and the numbers continued to climb throughout the year as recruitment drives and pre-selection exercises were successfully executed, allowing thousands of Jamaicans opportunities to work overseas in various sectors.
We have demand for fast food workers, heavy-duty mechanics. We're also looking for skilled welders, skilled industrial electricians, machinists, millwrights, instrumentalists, trailer drivers.
Director of Manpower Services in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Andrea Miller-Stennett. Also on the ministry's agenda for 2013 was effective social inclusion for all citizens. Programs and policies were developed and implemented to ensure the most vulnerable were afforded basic amenities and their interests were protected. Seniors were first on the list. Effective January 10, benefits from the NIS increased by just over 16%. This meant that pensioners in receipt of spouse's allowance are now receiving up to a maximum of $5,100 per week. Services under the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH were improved. In February, the ministry signed a Memorandum of Understanding with 4 pilot schools under its Compliance Improvement Strategy, CIS, for PATH students.
The Compliance Intervention Strategy, CIS for short, is a grassroots component of the School We Say campaign. The CIS seeks to empower schools to address the issue of high non-compliance among PATH beneficiaries by providing them with resources at a maximum of $500,000 to develop and implement localized interventions.
Labor Minister Derek Kellyer. Under the pilot, children in PATH households were provided with transportation allowance to offset some of the costs associated with getting to and from school. The PATH transportation allowance was later expanded.
Phase 1 will incorporate 61 schools island-wide with the highest levels of absenteeism. As such, only children who have been identified by PATH as having chronic absenteeism issues will be eligible for the allowance.
In November, an agreement was signed between the ministry and 18 tertiary institutions for the payout of bursaries to former PATH students now pursuing higher education. A total of 1,000 bursaries were made available for the fiscal year 2013-2014.
Each bursary will be valued at $100,000, and qualified students will be required to apply for them through the existing arrangements at the respective institutions.
$10 million was set aside to provide assistance to 1,000 students during the 2013-2014 fiscal year. The ministry continued its efforts to combat child labor, launching a child labor handbook for professionals in February.
It really represents a compendium of best practices that emphasize the Jamaican situation and therefore allow for realistic implementation by professionals who may encounter child labor in its several forms.
Children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison. The Child Labor Handbook was produced under the Tackling Child Labor Through Education Tackle Program with support from the ACP Secretariat and the European Union. And the ministry made good on a commitment to conduct a yearly review of the national minimum wage. The National Minimum Wage Advisory Commission led island-wide consultations in September. This resulted in the national minimum wage being increased from $5,000 to $5,600 per 40-hour work week. The minimum wage for industrial security guards was also increased from $7,320 to $8,198 per 40-hour work week. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security continues to advance the government's strategic priorities of creating jobs and bringing about effective social inclusion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.